John chapter 9. John chapter 9. Verses 1 through 7 in John chapter 9. Give everyone a moment to get there. As Jesus passed, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And Jesus said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. You know, this man was blind from birth, and I cannot imagine what it would be like to be blind in a physical sense. But you know, I kind of got a picture of what it's like to be blind in a spiritual sense. And, you know, but the thing about that is, when you're blind, you're constantly in darkness, and you're having to rely on somebody to get you to and fro. And you know, when you're blind spiritually, you're constantly in darkness. And you're having to, and you're trying to rely on people and things of this world, and that's not getting you nowhere. And the only way you can ever come out of that of this spiritual blindness is the same thing that got this man out of his physical blindness, and that's a touch from God. It's a touch from Jesus. That's the only thing that will. That's the only thing that cured this man. That's the only thing that's going to cure you. Is that touch from him? And you know, I can't imagine as this man got his eyes open, what he must have thought. You know, he had been blind from birth. He had been constantly in darkness. He'd never been able to see the beauties of the world. He'd never been able to see the sun coming through a stained glass window. He had been constantly in darkness. But when he got that touch from Jesus, he had a new world. He had a new way of thinking. And you know, I can just imagine he just probably just stood in wonder of what he was seeing. And you know, when you get that touch from Jesus, you know, he'll give you a new way of thinking. He'll give you a new way of talking. He'll give you he'll let you see things in a whole lot different. You know, you'll see things, you'll see why your life's in the shape you're in. He'll show you. He'll say, this is why you are where you are, and this is how you can get out of it. He'll tell you, you know, this is how you need to look. This is how you need to talk. This is how you need to dress. It ain't of what you think, but when you're lost, you're blind to all that. See, you don't see. You're in darkness like this man was. But when you get that touch, he opens you up, and you can see what. And you can see why things are as they are, and where you need to be, and Amen. You know I can't imagine what it would be like for this man, you know, to be dark, to be constantly in dark, but and then to be able to see, and you know, the thing about that is, you know, when you get that touch, you know, you're still gonna face trials, and you're still gonna face struggles. We live in a fallen world, and you're always gonna face hardships. But after you get that touch from Jesus, he'll show you how to get through them. You won't feel the weight of the world on you as much. That young man with the glasses, he sung "Learning to Lean on Jesus." You know, when you get that touch from him, you know where to lean. You know, the pressures of this world, if you ain't got Jesus, they will weigh you down. And there's no other way about it. But when you get that touch from Jesus, you know where to lean on, and you know where to get what can get you out of where you are. You know, when you go, when you're not saved, when you're not where you need to be with God, a lot of times you look to people. That a lot of times his life's in just about as shape as you are, and you say, well, why am I in this? How can I get out of this? And it's just the blind leading the blind, and you just get further and further and deeper of a mess than what you're in. And you know, a lot of times them friends will lead you. And you know, I can't, but when you get that touch from Jesus, there's a friend that'll stick with you. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. No matter what you face, he's going to always be there with that helping hand. Excuse me. and lead you out of whatever you're facing. And you know, that's a blessing, because you know, I couldn't walk out these doors and know I had to face the trials and tribulations of this world without having Jesus to help me, without having that helping hand that touched me one day and showed me how I was living and showed me what was going to happen to me, you know, if I didn't turn to him. And you know, you can't turn to him whenever you get ready. You can only turn to him when you feel that he's calling to you, when you feel that hand is reaching out and saying, you know, I'm here. I'm here, I can help you get you out of whatever state that you're in. That's the only time you can ever truly get out of that state. You can't say, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and it might work for a little bit, but you're going to be right back into where you are. You can only get out of where you are when you truly get a touch from Jesus. And you know, like I said, when you get that touch, your eyes will be open. You'll be like this man. You'll be able to see, and you'll have some convictions, like you talked about Sunday school. You know, you'll say, there's some things I can't do. I know I may have used to have done them, but you know, my eyes got open. I got a touch from Jesus, and I can't do that. I'm gonna have to set some standards in my life. I'm gonna have to set some convictions, and you can't and you can't do that unless you truly get that touch from Jesus. There's a lot of people that says they got a touch and they live like the devil. I'm not their judge, but they're going to meet a judge one day. But I honestly believe, you know, if you truly get a touch from the Master, you're going to start. It's going to show. You can't help it, Brother William. It's going to show. You know, you can't live the way you used to and go through life if you've truly been touched by Jesus. And it's just that simple. I really worry about people sometimes that say, "Hey, I'm saved," but Monday through Friday, they tell a different tale. And you know that. But I believe if you truly get that touch, your eyes will be open and things will be different. Old things pass away. All things will come new. He'll show you a new way of living, a new road to go on. And as long in a road that he'll always lead you down, and like I said, he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. And you know, this morning in closing, you know, I don't know none of y'all besides Brother William and Miss D. I don't know what y'all going through. I don't know where you may be in life or anything like that, you know, but I do know that God knows you. He knows everybody in here. He knows things that Brother William don't know about you. And it's just that simple. He knows the things that goes on behind closed doors. He can convict you of things that nobody knows nothing about. And he knows what your life, what the state of your life is truly in. And he knows if you're searching for something, if you just feel like you're in a mess and you don't know how to get out of it. But I'd like to say I can help you. I'd like to say Brother William can help you, but he can't. I can't either. But we can tell you about a man, we can tell you about Jesus, that'll reach down and touch your life and change the way you're living, the way you're talking, the way you're thinking, and set you on a new road. And Brother William, that's about as far as I feel led to go. I'm going to turn the service back over to you.